Thanks again for Linode for sponsoring this episode of the news. They've actually upped our affiliate link. So instead of getting 1 month of credit, you now get $60 of credit, which you can make last up to 3 months, I think. It's $60 or 60 days, so 2 months, I guess, of credit. So if you use our affiliate link, you can get a little bit more credit and experiment with things. They really want you to mess with that Kubernetes cluster and some of the other services like their Amazon S3 substitute, which is quite competent. You should definitely give that a spin. They've also been writing a lot of how-tos. So like setting up the WireGuard thing, which I think we can improve on. And we will soon improve on because WireGuard. They've got a lot more services today than they did previously. You should really check it out. And in fact, if you're going to do a commercial migration to like Kubernetes from Google Compute Cloud or even some of the Azure Compute services and you're using Kubernetes, come to the Level 1 forum. I'll actually help you do that. So thank you, Linode, and on with the news.
Hello. Today is July 10th. 2020. We're halfway through this horrible year, and this is the end of the news for the week. Today we're doing security and nonsense.
I think we're more than the most point.
The most boring section of the news with the most exciting section of the news.
Because you have to embrace security. You're so down on it.
It'll never happen. It'll end of 2020. It'll happen, and then that'll be the doomsday scenario.
When everyone wears a mask.
2021. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be so excited to hear, Krista, that Apple is rolling out all these new security features. And you got to give them credit because what these are doing are protecting the end user and inconveniencing the corporate entities. It's great.
New macOS Big Sur features to hamper adware operations. Apple has disabled the ability to silently install macOS profiles from the CLI in macOS 11, a measure that is widely employed by adware and malware gangs. Basically, you can create an installation profile that will use malware DNS servers or malware browser settings or whatever, and which is something corporations want to do. So this is a feature for corporations to automate a large fleet of Macs. Now it requires a user to click on something. So I think a lot of corporations that have Mac automation will probably be annoyed. And I think the malware people will probably find a pretty easy way around this because the delicious Unix underbelly of macOS hasn't been properly maintained and macOS is basically wildly insecure at this point.
They don't traditionally have a ton of ransomware specifically targeted toward them, but sometimes they do. And this flavor of it is really, really, really nasty. It's kind of the buffet of ransomware. It's a little bit of everything.
The new Mac ransomware is even more sinister than it appears. The malware known as ThiefQuest or EvilQuest has spyware capabilities that allow it to grab passwords and credit card numbers. So, like I was saying, Apple, like, the only way that Apple can really stop this is by going to walled garden, you know, no root, no full access for you on your own devices. Route with their desktop computers as opposed to their mobile devices. And mark my words, that's exactly where Apple is going to go. You're going to get all your apps from the App Store. Your device is going to be locked down to where you can't install or do anything with it because, you know, it's just too dangerous. But the reality is that instead of using those security features to protect the user, they're just going to not allow anything that's not been sanctioned by Apple, which is the worst of both worlds.
And that is not just ransomware. It is full malware, access to everything, exfiltrating everything.
Basically can't get rid of it.
As it encrypts. So, terrible. This headline is just, it's a weekly thing, and there's no reason to spend a lot of time on it. It's the same story as always. It just keeps happening.
Double check this list of apps. Google removes 25 Android apps caught stealing Facebook credentials. The malicious apps were downloaded more than 2.34 million times.
Oh, not Super Bright Flashlight.
No.
No.
So, yeah.
Super wallpapers. Really? You need my Facebook credentials?
I saw one that was like contour something, and for a second I thought it was like an app to help you contour your makeup, and I was like, do people use that? But it's not.
Oh, I bet they do.
I'm sure there's one out there that does it, but I don't think that's what that one is.
Now, we talked last week and a little bit in the other episode about the clipboard thing. This is another Apple feature that they changed. They now notify you every time that an app is snooping on your clipboard. And a lot of people are like, wow, this is happening in weird places. One of those weird places is really embarrassed about it this week.
LinkedIn says, I was clipboard snooping after every key press is a bug and will fix. The new clipboard access detection is a warning feature in iOS 14 and exposed another app. This was not a bug. LinkedIn is a horrible, evil piece of software that is very terrible in, like, it's not just, like, the whole idea of what it is terrible and anti-individual, so. Just another data point confirming that.
And when it comes to security, of course, we have to be very aware of it. And you have to be very proactive when it comes to security because, you know, if these stories don't teach anything else, no one else is taking your security into consideration. They don't care. They want your money. They're not going to protect you. And maybe the bedrock of your security is having a solid password. So is your password solid? Crystal, what's your password?
What's your first car?
Well, hopefully yours, I have faith that yours is much better than many of the ones mentioned here.
One out of every 142 passwords is 123456. I believe it.
Hey, that's the combination of my luggage.
So yeah, there's some other interesting metrics here. The really bad password list is used an alarming number of times, percentage wise. Like everybody's just using the same terrible passwords. Oh yeah, 42% were dictionary attack vulnerable.
Ouch.
The password is Rosebud.
There are, so a lot of times, you know, like when people are having trouble and I never ask somebody for their password, but they're just like, here's my password, just go fix it. And pet name is probably the biggest one.
Yeah.
And there's no numbers or anything.
Oh, just the name?
Just the name.
Roo 123456. There.
Roo would never meet the minimum requirements.
Yeah. I've never even thought about using my pet's name for a password or anything. I don't use it for anything.
Well, you probably established your passwords before Roo even existed.
Well, we have to change our passwords so often, though.
Well, next time, just change it to...
I feel like I'm changing minds all the time, and it drives me nuts.
Change it to Roo, 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 Roo.
It feels like it's all the time because it also still feels like it's January of 2020.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, this story we actually talked about when it happened. It happened a while back. So this was a guy who worked at Yahoo and used his power as an engineer to look into the accounts of women he knew to find nude pictures and videos. He was caught red-handed. He admitted to it. And of course you guys have read the story, but engagement challenge, what do you think the punishment for that should be? It's less than what you think of, I imagine.
Bay Area hacker who infiltrated 6,000 accounts looking for private sexual content has avoided jail, according to SiliconValley.com. Former Yahoo engineer targeted young women's profiles. So I guess he just didn't target enough. Like, if it was like Cambridge 6, Analytica, 000. If it was 6 million, he probably would have gotten, you know.
Now, Krista, if someone were to go into your personal stuff and find nude pictures of you, what would you say would be the proper punishment for that?
You know, I'd be surprised because I don't take those kind of pictures precisely because of weirdos like this.
Well, suspend disbelief.
This is part of the thing. You know, people are like, why don't women ever come forward with this guy? It's like, because of this. How many times does it take before someone gets arrested? Like, geez.
Also, he assured them that he destroyed the hard drive that all that was stored on. What do you think the odds of that are?
It seems low.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Interesting. Also,
everyone's like, well, let's believe him.
Don't you think we have to, in the current circumstances, a house arrest sentence? We're all on house arrest.
Yeah.
How's it different? Yeah, that's an interesting one. I can see, you know, like, that might be a really good argument for the whole, like, you know, justice system race imbalance thing. Like, what if he'd been black?
Death penalty. Like?
That definitely exists. Lenovo NAS devices. Oh, they're so convenient. But the problem is, I'd say 2 to 3, maybe 4 years after you buy them, Lenovo is no longer very interested in them. They would like you to buy the new one. And even if they are interested in fixing them, are you patching yours religiously? Are you doing it?
Nope. A hacker gang is wiping Lenovo NAS devices and asking for ransom. Ransom notes signed by Cloud Security Hacker Group are being found on old Lenovo EMC NAS devices. I love this. This is great.
I like this picture. Krista, what do you think about this picture?
I find it strangely hypnotic. It's just like an off-register image in RGB, but I like it.
So yeah, $200 or $275. How do you think they determine whether it's... Is it the size of it? Is that
probably
per gigabyte?
Yeah. That kind of ransom will probably be paid immediately. I can't tell you how many times somebody has asked me. It's like, oh, can I run this app on my NAS? Is that okay? And it's like, you're going to open that up to the internet? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, no, don't do that. One, you're not going to maintain it. And two, are you insane? And then later they're just like, well, I did it anyway. I was like, well, you deserve your fate.
Yeah. Well, if you're pro criminal tip, it seems like if you're going to do ransomware, one of the biggest parts of it is coming up with a realistic number for the ransom.
Yeah, $275 just for the...
Yeah.
Yeah, people are going to pay that.
That you're going to make up in volume what you lose in.
You're going to have to build your own criminal self-service portal where it runs your credit card, accepts your payment, and then... Because you couldn't handle the volume.
You will definitely have to do a lot more legwork, but it's going to be worth it. Now, Krista, the new Windows 10 layout, how do you feel about it?
Meh. Incremental change.
It does look very similar.
Yeah. There's a before and after slide here. Microsoft announces new Windows 10 start menu design and updated alt tab. If you scroll down in the article, there's a before after GIF. Mm-hmm. And it basically just kind of looks like they got rid of the blue.
The icons on the left are a little different.
Yeah, they got rid of the background bottom. They said that they were like, oh, we wanted to de-emphasize the tiles, which, I mean, removing the color does, but from a hierarchy standpoint, if you really want to de-emphasize them, you make them a little smaller or make your list of apps on the side larger.
My favorite thing about the Windows start menu now is that with all the tiles and everything else, the start menu has ceased to be mine. Because it's like, I'm going to arrange things the way that I want them that are useful and convenient for me, and invariably it's like, Candy Crush, here's some Candy Crush. And it's just like, why is the start menu different on every little update? Why are my preferences reset every time there's an update?
I go with the left-hand start menu, vertical. And if you display scale, it changes the width every time your computer goes to sleep.
Nice.
You have to resize it. And RDP matches the size that it is every time. Doesn't remember its size either. So if you are working from home and you wake up and you go to RDP, you have to do two adjustments every time. On to nonsense. How much is everybody drinking during the quarantine?
Not as much as I should, probably.
I don't drink at all. I've thought about it a couple times.
I drink every now and then.
When was how long is your latest sobriety?
Mine?
Yeah.
Probably a month.
We still have a ton of alcohol in the fridge, too.
No, that's true.
From the drunk news.
That stuff was nasty, though. I didn't like that at all. Well,
it was okay.
We are probably atypical. I think people are drinking more during the lockdown, and maybe that's for the best.
Moderate drinking may improve cognitive health for older adults, a study says. Low to moderate is what the study actually said.
Now, here is a crazy thing that they pointed out in this article. Only white people.
Huh.
Black people who drank more in their... This is 40 plus and 60 plus. 60 plus is the most benefit. 40 plus, a little bit of benefit. But if you're black, none of that.
Interesting.
I wonder why.
Probably because the differences in the people they studied. I think it was only 100 people.
Yeah. I was going to say, is there some sort of control for that? Is it just the skin color or, what genetic differences you might have? Or are there other things that they're not controlling for?
What if the difference is not biological? What if the difference is I've quieted all of the voices in my head for a time, and I have that to look forward to every day, and it's really just the mental health of having the quietness in your head as a result of the alcohol that is producing the beneficial health effects. And it's not a biological mechanism.
So you're saying the black people don't have the voices?
Well, they're still under a lot of stress because of their economic situation and other factors.
I don't find alcohol silences anything. Do you experience that from the alcohol?
Yeah, I can't. Everything slows down and things get very quiet in my head.
See, I don't drink very often, but when I do, it usually just makes me kind of giggly. It makes me want to, socialize. It's a good social lubricant.
Yeah, I definitely find things much more funny than I would otherwise.
Alcohol's effect on me mostly is to make me want to drink more. Which is a bit of a spiral.
Yeah.
Well, of course, a lot of our stories are about the cancel culture and, signaling. How do you do it? Every company's trying, and they're doing everything they can. Here's another one that means absolutely nothing.
Forza will ban Forza players. Microsoft will ban Forza players who add the Confederate flag to their digital cars.
What does that mean? You know what we can't have in our life anymore? Oh no. The General Lee.
Somebody had painted one of those blue and called it the General Grant, which I thought was really funny.
I bet modern kids don't know about the General Lee.
Probably not.
I didn't watch that growing up, so I don't really feel anything.
But they rebooted it, remember? Didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
I missed it. I don't remember. It's been a while since they rebooted it, but it was the 2000s. Because one of the Pop-Tarts was Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So you can't have that. You can't have swastikas, obviously, or any other, what do they call it? Hate symbols. I can't remember what the terminology they use. But in Forza, you're probably thinking, why do they give you that option in the first place? You can actually, create your own sprites, I guess.
Mm.
Put them on your car.
If they come for the Knight Rider car.
Feature in games.
If they come for the Knight Rider car, I will riot.
Well, he didn't have any iconography. Did he?
Well, was the General Lee's Confederate flag? I don't know. Maybe
he made it faster.
I didn't realize that the Dukes of Hazzard had a racist connotation. So I feel it's like the Swedish Chef. I feel really bad for laughing at the Swedish Chef. I guess that's not okay, and it's not supposed to be funny. And the Swedish Chef in Sweden is Danish. So yeah, I don't know. That's probably not good.
I don't think they ever did anything particularly racist, but you could definitely get a vibe.
Yeah.
That, certain people might not want to be in Hazzard County after it gets dark.
I was thinking more like the Confederate flag in the context of the Dukes of Hazzard TV show was about being, defying the law. Because the law was,
they had been in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
But, it's very, very
bad. They never meant harm.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, that's you're definitely getting into dangerous territory with that argument.
let's amend the intro song to say they never meant any harm to any races, creeds, religions. Just explicitly get it out there.
I don't know that. Now, Krista, I wanted to get a series of articles in front of you here because you're always asking about what is the July cataclysm event, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I think we have some strong candidates here. The first of which, on the surface, it's somewhat related to black holes, not directly, but I feel like a black hole is involved here, and I feel like you...
Black hole adjacent.
They're definitely... This is something that it's doing to try and get to you.
A massive star has seemingly vanished from space with no explanation. This is the writers teasing the intro for the November... No, it'll be the December event, because the election is in November, so it'll be the December event. And that'll be what has to bring humanity together, is a massive star appearing.
During the riots of December, after the post-election riots and the war, this star will appear in the horizon.
Yes.
And we'll all just look up at it, shielding our eyes, and it's like, oh, we better come together. And then
New Year's, it's season two, 2021.
Mm. Okay, I like that.
But yeah, this star disappeared, and yeah, it's like 600 light years away, so I guess that's not dangerous.
But we're not sure where it went. Didn't seem to turn into a black hole. Didn't go supernova. It's just gone.
What if turned into a dwarf?
What if some alien technology just like absorbed all that energy?
The article actually mentions that, you know, a Dyson sphere or something like that is the only technology that we know would do that. But it would have
know that technology.
It's the only theoretical technology. But even doing something like that in less than 10 years would just be unheard of. Like, what an engineering... Like, how would that even work?
I bet that some massively futuristic alien race is doing that purely to mine cryptocurrency. Galactic cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And the next one, Krista, is another thing that I know is really... It's something that you enjoy that could easily...
Oh.
Become the next event. I mean, you know, with what we're dealing with right now, a lot of people probably aren't spending time in lakes and rivers, but when the power goes out and the municipal water stops running, this could be huge.
I saw this actually and sent it to my husband last night. A rare case of brain-destroying amoeba has been confirmed in Florida. This is a Naegleria fowleri, which we see every couple of years. It occurs in warm water. And you get it like when you get warm water up your nose, and then it eats away at your brain. Very cool.
You know who I bet would be really good at spreading this? Lil Rue.
I don't know if it affects dogs or not, but no, we usually get a few cases of this every year.
She's gonna
just wear a nose plug if you're in warm water.
She's gonna go into shallow warm water, and then she's gonna come home and she's gonna shake it everywhere, and it's gonna be amoebas all over the place.
Just
every surface of your home.
Just covered in fowleri. This is one of the most popular episodes on the television show Monsters Inside Me, which is about parasites.
How quick
does
it kill you?
There's also a popular episode of House that deals with this disease.
Is this a painful death?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yes, yeah. Hmm. It's very rare. Like, this doesn't occur super often, but it is not great.
So remember, chat, when you're foraging after the fall, after the war, always keep that one bullet for yourself. Because you get the fowleri, and you do not want to die that way. Gee, believe me. And finally, Krista, the triumvirate of possible end-world scenarios, we have one that's maybe a little too likely to be bad for us, unlike the other two.
Yeah, mysterious spike in radioactivity over northern Europe. Accident at Russian nuclear plant suspected. Wasn't this Sweden again? And wasn't it a Swedish lab before that discovered the Chernobyl leaks?
Yes. Yeah. This one
and
was...
they're like, this has happened before.
Yeah, they literally compare it to Chernobyl. No, there's been an update to this. I don't know if this article was updated, but I went looking. It turns out that it was some dude who set a forest fire in the exclusion zone. So
The
radiation spike is because the radioactive forest was burning down outside the exclusion zone.
Just doing a little camping, I guess?
Yeah, it's just in the exclusion zone.
A little radiation camping.
Well, so that was the explanation at the time we were filming. Now, of course, by next week, maybe the reactor will have melted down and that cleverly invented cover story will...
Well, if we, again, harken back to Chernobyl, they had some excuses then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta think with all the satellites, though, it'd be harder to keep that a secret.
Yeah.
This one doesn't really have a good technology connection, but I don't know. This headline just really cracked me up for some reason. Like, what a ridiculous thing. I mean, it's a terrible story, but it's just funny that, you know, that, what was it, like 140 million?
Yeah.
Could result from something so silly.
Former Bumblebee CEO gets jail in canned tuna price-fixing conspiracy. Christopher Leshewski, I don't know how to say that.
Leshewski is probably right.
He was sentenced 40 months in prison and $100,000 fine, but they made over $100 million.
That's how it works. And it's, so they mentioned Bumblebee and Starkist. Are they the same? Does Bumblebee make, I thought they were competing brands.
Well, yeah, it's price fixing. So it's like, you don't, I will raise my prices if you don't.
Why would Starkus, I guess Starkus had to be, I think one of them got immunity because they admitted to it. But tuna is so cheap. You know, I worry because those little pouches of tuna are a go-to lockdown food for me. And I worry about the mercury.
Yeah.
Because that's a real thing.
I used to love having those on just white bread. It was a great snack. And then it was like mercury.
But now they make a chicken version.
Ooh.
Wow. Nice.
It's like a really great like hiking and backpacking food. Requires no refrigeration. It's lightweight.
All those preservatives that get in your organs make you healthier.
Can't be any worse than the frozen pot pies.
No, I certainly can't. Those things are so salty.
Yeah.
Man, I eat those sometimes. It's just like I can feel the water being wrung out of my organs.
They're less salty than the frozen chicken biscuits.
I don't eat those. I find the chicken in those to be a little spongy. So here's an interesting story about how, you know, life will find a way. You lock people down and you think you're going to destroy all their favorite leisure activities, but no. They'll just take them online. And sometimes it's grotesque, horrible things that they're doing that with.
Because the algorithm a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to change the headline slightly.
Yeah, rooster.
Yeah. Rooster fighting in Cayenne de Oro goes online. Police raids a failure. So they're still doing rooster fighting. It's just online. And you can, you know, join the Zoom meeting, pay your fee, and you'll get the link. And you can place bets and all this other kind of thing because, you know, live streaming. This is horrible.
This is something that was very popular where we grew up.
Yeah.
And
it's still popular where we grew up.
Yeah.
I know some people who do this.
It is grotesque. So we're talking about how before they could sometimes bust these because it would be a big crowd. And you'd see people coming in and out of like an empty warehouse or something and be like, oh, I bet I know what's going on there. But now that it's live streamed, it's literally like six guys there. You know, it's like the owners, the handlers, and two guys there just to make sure everything's on the up and up. And the betting and stuff like that is all online.
Well, if we collect enough data, maybe it can be deep faked from here on out and we don't actually have to hurt animals to do it.
Deep faked.
What if we get to the point where we can 3D print the entire animal?
And it's just got an Arduino for a brain.
Is that ethical? Or
well, robot fighting. I mean, that's
active.
Yeah, that's robot fighting. Well, no. It's like it's basically just a biological robot at that point.
Now I'm curious though. Like, if I were one of these people and I was betting on this, I would question, like, how do you know it's not fixed somehow?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know right before they, you know, off camera before they threw that rooster in there, they just like bash it over the head or something, send it a little dizzy.
Again, a robotic turkey or a robotic chicken would be a much better, because you could have it its own network connection and people could be getting diagnostics continuously.
Here's the thing. I think the Venn diagram of rooster fighting enthusiasts and robot enthusiasts, they don't cross very much.
Probably not.
Yeah, so you're...
It's just a different two circles.
Yeah.
You know two Venn diagrams that I bet cross over a bunch is rooster fighting enthusiasts and meth enthusiasts. That would be big if you could involve that somehow. Here's a story that's crazy just because it's government overreach and someone kind of having fun with them, but then the government being like, well, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. We win.
Council wins legal battle against man who had beer can full of carrot juice in town center. Now, initially, this man was cited for having an open container of alcohol, but it didn't contain alcohol. It contained carrot juice because the guy thought that it was completely ridiculous that they were trying to... Because this is a new law where this is, and they were saying, no, there's too many people wandering around with alcohol. So he initially won, and then it was appealed to the high court, wherever they are, and the high court said, you intended for people to think that it was alcohol, and people might reasonably think it was alcohol, so we're going to say this was legal. This is a very similar reasoning to when the police shoot people. And they're like, well, the police reasonably thought that was a suspect. And it's like, you got the wrong address. And it's like, yeah, we killed, it's fine. And it's like, it's not fine.
And he purposely let them give him the ticket before he revealed the carrot juice because he wanted to go to court over it. I think that made them even more angry.
Yeah.
It's like, you will not tell us that we were wrong. Yeah. We were always right.
But also, this article keeps referring to it as antisocial behavior, but like, Isn't alcohol the greatest social lubricant?
It makes you super.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. It is authority gone wild. As are many things these days. $0.10.
It's like reading about HOAs here.
Yeah. Just makes you angry.
$0.10 is, if you don't know about them, they're kind of like Chinese Google. They are a massive, massive company, and they own so much. They're so powerful, which is what makes this headline so crazy, because they got duped by, it seems like, a relatively insignificant entity.
Chinese police say Tencent likely swindled by chili sauce imposters. So Tencent is suing a chili production company, like hot sauce production company, because they didn't pay their ad bill. But it turns out some imposters may have convinced Tencent that they were representative of that company in order to get ad credits, which could be redeemed in some sort of online game. And so Tencent ran ads for the chili company, but the chili company never actually requested it, is what the police concluded. So this is a sort of a bizarre situation where it's like online advertising, and then there's game credits involved, and then because there were game credits involved, fraudsters posed this the chili company to get the ad, and they didn't figure it out until the chili company was like, we didn't authorize this, we're not paying.
They did forge their company seal, which is a way they use in China too. But still, you think there'd be some more checks and balances in place there.
Yeah.
And that is a really, really big sauce company. Two giant mega corporations and just some little swindlers got in between them there. Although they did get caught, because I guess they track back the online transactions. It was good while it lasted. This is not really a nonsense story, and often we'll have these sort of just depressing stories that go in the nonsense section. I don't know where to put them other than that. It's ridiculous, but it's also sad.
A PA man fatally beat the father that he thought was a vampire, a lawyer says. So this guy was like 92, and this guy apparently was off his medication, according to the lawyer, and is just an old guy, and he died. And the prosecutors say that it's because the old guy was hiding his phone from the other guy and just, you know, being a grumpy old man. And the defense says, no, the attacker was off his meds and stood over his body for 2 days waiting for him to come back to life.
Now, I'm not an expert on vampire lore.
Where does the vampire thing come in?
Well, that's the one.
That's why I killed him.
Yeah.
Well, so I think they're trying to get an insanity defense going here. So they're giving that. But, like, my vampire lore, you know, it's not that strong. I mean, I've read Dracula. You don't have to wait for them to reanimate to give them the stake. just put it in there. It works at any time.
That's actually what they're hinging their insanity plea on. Is that he should have stabbed him sooner.
Also, the balls on a 92-year-old man to hide the phone of a known mental disorder patient. Pour one out for that guy. F in the chat for the old man with balls of steel. Everyone's living their work lives online, and that means video conferencing. And I think, you know, some people who are a little less tech savvy, this is kind of like, you know, this makes me think of one of my cats, where he'll go and he'll stick his head behind the curtain, but his entire butt will still be sticking out, and he thinks that he's hiding from the toy that we're playing with. You know, he doesn't understand that just because you can't see them, they might still be able to see you.
Man offers to resign after showering during live video meeting. He mistakenly left his video on while attempting to multitask by showering while listening to an online meeting. I think they would let you know pretty early in the process.
No, they were text messaging him the entire time, but he was in the shower. So, they actually mentioned during the meeting, they were like, somebody please call, you know, this guy. But he was in the shower. So he thought that by downsizing the window, he was disabling the camera. Not true. And he is going to be fired, probably, or he's going to have to resign, even though, like, he didn't do it on purpose and nobody was really angry about it. And he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't realize it. It's not a big deal.
Oops.
He took it really well. He said he wasn't embarrassed.
It's like, the meeting wasn't that important anyway. I needed to take a shower, so whatever.
Maybe he's just really proud of his naked body. And he's like, how can I show everyone?
He's like, yeah, I've worked hard for this in quarantine.
Was that in Italy? I would believe it in Italy.
It was in Spain.
He did like 600 squats. It's like, I'm ready. I'm ready to show him. This is an interesting headline. I don't think this is even the first time this has happened. And of course, this is going to be more and more. But then you look at the picture and it's not that impressive.
No. Hollywood is banking that a robot named Erica could be the next movie star. And then you look at the picture and it's just like, no. The article goes out of its way to mention that the director did not want to use visual effects. So they've been training this AI for 2 years by taking the robot to like coffee shops and public places and having her interact with people. And they think that's enough to pull off whatever role it is they imagine for her in this movie, which is about, I think, AI coming to life.
Yeah, it's about a robot.
So,
now, I got to say, just based on, you know, the pictures we've seen doing these news stories, the real dolls have, you know, like 5-6 years on. They're so much more convincing.
I think Johnny Five was so much more adorable and, you know, convincing, lifelike.
Wow.
Versus this.
I wonder why they haven't remade that one yet. I guess
it was more romantic comedy than movie about robot.
But it's not as impressive in the modern day, right? Like those robots wouldn't be.
That's why that makes it all the more like a military robot, because a military robot is not going to be, you know, something like that. It's going to be something like the other thing, or possibly something like a Terminator, where it's an infiltrator. But that seems like that would be more expensive. A robot like that is much more believable because it looks like it's built with, you know, off the shelf technology, not next generation technology. That's what Spot almost looks unconvincing because it moves so much, so unlike any other robots that we've seen.
Well, we talked about some online gaming, and I think here in the U.S., PUBG has really fallen out of the limelight.
Yeah.
But in India,
yeah,
it is still huge and still has those pesky microtransactions. But how much could you really spend on PUBG? If you really just, the sky's the limit, you didn't have anything to worry about, how much could you spend?
A teenager has spent RS16 rupees. I think we were talking about that earlier.
So, lakh means 100,000.
Oh, okay.
So, 100,000. 1.6 million, which translates to about $200,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. My father made him work at a scooter repair shop. That's crazy.
So, his dad had a savings that he was like, this was my medical savings for retirement because I know I'm going to be sick and I don't want to be a burden to anybody. Plus, his mom had like a savings account for her retirement. He emptied all of it. And he was like, shuffled between the, because clearly these are some older people who didn't really understand the online banking, but, you know, Brave New World, paperless. So he would transfer money, delete the text message they would get as a confirmation, and then juggle it so that when they got their statements, the amounts matched until it was just, it couldn't do it anymore.
I wonder if he even got the trench coat for all his trouble.
For 200K American, they did say that he was not just buying for himself, but for his squad as well.
I thought that was like around $1,000. I
would not. Outfits.
I wouldn't. This person does not understand something. Like, this is bad.
Well, that's safe. Yes, I think that he does not understand something. How long do you think you have to work part-time at a scooter shop to pay back?
About 20 years.
200,000 American. 20 years is the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I got to think 200,000 American is way above the average savings in India, right?
Yeah, that's what I say. Long time.
Yeah.
More about online meetings going wrong. It is easy to let your attention drift when you're on boring online meetings, but you don't always get away with it. You have to be careful about that.
Despite denial, records show extensive online shopping by Connie and Bernard during crucial board meeting. So there's a picture. You got to look at the picture. The picture is, she's like, I got a pop-up and I ignored it. No, keep
here
going.
Here she is, that haircut. Oh boy. She's a problem. She wants to speak to the manager. So here is the picture that someone tweeted.
She's like, oh, I got a pop-up. I ignored it. No, she didn't.
And so, you know, the people said, was like, okay, was it a pop-up? Was it not? It was this big argument. Somebody freedom of information her search results or her search history. And here we go.
Yeah, it's just and she added stuff to her cart, and it was just, she was looking for clothes. I think she could have just come right out and said, whatever they were voting on was unanimous. So I would have had more respect for her if she would said something like, this is the result of this meeting was a foregone conclusion. Just took a long time to get there.
Here's why you can't do that. Because the thing they were voting on was to rename a Robert E. Lee Memorial School.
How does that take more than 30 seconds to consider?
Well, no, but it's like if you're not paying attention then, and you look like she does, you must be destroyed.
What's the argument in favor of keeping it named that?
No. I mean, she even voted to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the guy who busted her was a black guy.
Oh.
And he was like, we're considering, you know, something of monumental importance and you're shopping for clothes.
But she was already convinced, apparently.
I guess that you could, that would be the way to approach it. It's like, listen, screw Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
If he were still alive today, I'd kill him. But since he's not, I voted. And then you know what?
I shopped online.
I wanted to get fabulous. Yeah. But that's the thing. You know, there's so much tension right now that any little thing will set off the people in power and the corporations, and you have to really walk on eggshells, especially if you're a blame the gun kind of corporation. This is maybe the most insane version of blaming the gun I've ever seen.
Home Depot bans some rope sales after nooses were found tied on store spools. So farmer went in to get some rope, and they're like, we're not selling rope. And it's like, why not? It's like, well, somebody tied some of the rope on the spool and the display thing in the form of a noose. And this was in Louisville.
And who was responsible for tying that noose? Elvis. Why are they showing us a slideshow about Elvis on this story?
It's been open too long.
I was going to say, for mine, it's showing me them destroying monuments, but...
Oh, okay. So they do have a picture. Oh, I thought they had a picture of the noose.
They did.
They do, yeah.
Oh, was it in the video? Down. Oh, yeah, there we go. There it is.
No, you scroll down. It's there.
This follows the NASCAR thing. And yeah, I mean, rope is one of those things, like, it really is. If you own a farm, you got to have some rope. How does not selling rope prevent this kind of thing? Are we going to just restrict all cordage of any kind?
The real question I had after reading this article was, this guy says he's using it to tie up his tomatoes because, you know, tomatoes need support to grow. But I'm like, can't you get cages? How do you use rope to tie them up? Why would you use rope when you can just use a cage?
Judge his tomato farming. That's really, really
horrible. I'm
just
curious. I don't know.
And perhaps when it comes to the unrest and the problems we have as a society, again, I think we are vilifying the wrong thing here. And what really we need to look at is the economic inequality. Because you see, it's not really about race. It's about poor versus rich and power versus no power. And maybe that's coming to the forefront a little bit in a hilarious way.
Protesters set up a guillotine outside Jeff Bezos' D.C. home. Well, at least a compound where he's reported to have a residence. So
it's not very big.
Yeah. No, it's kind of sad.
I don't think that would have the necessary velocity to sever the spine and neck of Mr. Bezos. I think they'd have to, like, drop it and then put their foot on it and, like, stomp it.
Yeah. The sign doesn't mention Bezos specifically, but that's probably what it was for.
Well, clearly, wherever he lived would be a very rich neighborhood. Yeah. So maybe not him in particular, but, you know.
Didn't he get, like, $16,000 worth of parking tickets when he was building his D.C. home? I seem to recall that headline.
Probably.
Like, he just didn't care where he parked, because it was like, well, who cares?
So he worked an extra 30 minutes?
Probably. Yeah, there's an article, actually, never mind, it's linked here. Jeff Bezos racks up $16,800 in parking fines during D.C. castle renovation. That's,
listen,
like, the most bougie thing I've ever heard.
You know what? If you got it, that's one way to do trickle-down economics, right? This one is just ridiculous. I can't imagine how it works. I can't imagine why we would want this. I can't imagine where you would put this. But apparently it's coming.
The rumors are true. Stouffer's is creating a tap that dispenses mac and cheese. After years of their restaurant executives going to the local buffet restaurants in their hometown and having the awful crustiness on the buffet mac and cheese, they finally created a solution for those buffets.
But that's so good.
The crustiness?
Yeah. I think this is another situation where we've let it run too long. But there was a picture of it. Let's see if we can relay the picture.
There's a tweet if you keep scrolling down.
Oh, am I mistaking the middle of the article? No.
There's a tweet on mine. There's a picture of it. Hang on, I can send it to you in Discord.
How are we more sad?
There's
oh,
a
there,
tweet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got it.
So just, you know, just like a beer tap. Just
but instead of a tap, it's a piece of elbow macaroni.
Yeah.
Imagine having to clean that, like being the employee who has to clean that.
It's worse than the chocolate fountain.
I might be in the minority here, but I like a mac and cheese that gets a little more solid, sets up a little bit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew. I don't like that cheese crust.
There was one of the people here brought in mac and cheese, like one of those dinner things that we did years ago, and it was like two cheeses, and the top cheese was a nice crust, and that was delightful. It was like a white cheese and a yellow cheese. It was so good.
If you don't use the garbage processed cheeses, it's almost impossible to get the... You have to use gelatin to get the consistency.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't mind if it sets up.
I think it was like a mozzarella almost, where it had just started to harden on the top. The one that they made, that was the homemade. But it was not any kind of Stouffer's pre-made product. It was just cheese and elbow macaroni, and it was so good.
It's hard to beat just pure... fat and carbohydrates,
yeah.
Salt, and your face. It's so good.
Yeah.
And our final story, oh, they also talk about the brain eating amoeba here on Atlanta, has to do with proper etiquette when you're at the zoo. Now, modern zoos right now, I don't know if they're reopened yet, but I guess this one has a drive-through service. So you can still enjoy the animals, stay in the safety of your car. You could even roll the windows down, and the animals might come over and stick their head in your car because people give them snacks, and they've learned to do that. And one thing you should never do when they stick their head in your car is strike them in the face.
Sheriff's office is searching for a person who slapped a zebra on video at Georgia Safari. Not the video from the surveillance system. It's something they posted on Instagram.
He mad.
Oh, they don't have the original video. That's disappointing.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
What's wrong with our world? Who would do that?
He just wanted an apple. It's just a horse with stripes. Just wanted an apple.
He would have settled for a graham cracker.
A Snickers bar.
Or just like a pat. Instead, you slapped him in the face.
I think a pat probably would not have satisfied him. He was looking for food.
Some of those horses will get aggressive. Like if you usually have an apple and you show up without an apple, they get real aggressive.
That animal is supposed to be majestically running along the Serengeti. Its mane and tail flowing in the wind as it lives its best life. And instead, it's getting punched by some douchebag kid in suburban Atlanta.
That's it for another week of Level 1 News.
Krista, give us the darkest timeline for zebras. Goodbye.
Why? I don't...
Perfect.
Why?